Howdy, folks. This is Parker James with the Greenhorn. We've got a breaking beef news edition with RCAF CEO and President Bill Bullard on the line. Bill, we know your time is precious, so we'll hop right into it. We have some breaking news that Brazil is seeing increased tariffs from the U.S. on a wide range of products. Beef is not one of them. How is this going to affect the trade, Bill?
Well, what we've seen over the past several years is that imports from Brazil have literally exploded. In fact, Brazil is the number one import supplier to the United States. And this flood of imports obviously is going to have a negative impact on cattle prices. Historically, increased imports equated with less demand for domestic cattle. And so we're disappointed that the U.S. Trade Representative has decided to exclude tariffs on beef imports. We participated in a hearing to try to get the USTR to change its position. It chose not to do so. And so we should continue to expect record volumes of imports from Brazil throughout the rest of this year and into the foreseeable future.
While we're on the topic of trade relations, Bill, real quick, it looks like the USMCA is not going to be renewed. A lot of opponents to mandatory country of origin labeling have used the USMCA to avoid the topic. Do you think this new change is going to be a positive for those advocating for MQL?
Well, we're pleased to see that the USMCA has not been renewed. And the reason for that is the USMCA contains the very same provisions as were in the North American Free Trade Agreement. And that was unlimited opportunity for Canada and Mexico to flood our market with both cattle and beef. And so the decision now is to have bilateral agreements. We think this is a good process to go through. We want to see tariff rate quotas on the volume of beef and cattle that can be brought in from Canada and Mexico. And we believe that this provides us that opportunity. And as you indicated, those were the two countries that had lobbied the World Trade Organization to repeal our domestic country of origin labeling law. And so by not going forward, I think we're going to be in a better negotiating posture to get an agreement from them not to challenge our domestic laws that provide consumers with important information about where the beef is produced.
Final topic we got for you, Bill. There have been some investigations into the major meat packers as well as some suits headed by your RCAF USA. Tell us what's going on in those cases.
Well, the president has called for an investigation into the conduct of the packers and of retailers, and that involves both the Department of Justice and the Federal Trade Commission. And we believe this is absolutely essential because what we have seen over the past several years is that the retail margin has increased substantially and the packer margin has actually decreased. So we've got a battle between the two titans within our industry, and it appears that they have been exercising market power and buying power in order to increase their margins. And it looks like the retailers are winning. And that's why the Federal Trade Commission's look into this is so important, because the Federal Trade Commission has jurisdiction over retail prices. And then on a separate note, we've got our private action, the antitrust class action lawsuit that we have filed. We have been waiting several months for a decision on our motion to achieve certification, meaning that our case can proceed onward towards trial. And we just received that ruling that says that our damage claim against the four largest beef packers is allowed to continue. And that's good news for the industry.